It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Welcome to a new month. The calendar has flipped to February, and that means high school basketball is heating up and hitting the home stretch, certainly becoming a lot more serious. Tonight it's a Big 7 League doubleheader here on KMTA as the Holton Wildcats host the Jeff West Tigers in a rematch from back in December. Glad to have you along with our studio engineer, Chance. Tonight I'm Justin Fluke, joined by John Holliday. We're also streaming worldwide and live online free with video tonight at msesports.net. Click listen live and select the Holton channel for video of tonight's play-by-play action. Jeff West and Holton, girls' game should be pretty competitive as both teams playing well. The Lady Tigers are 9 wins and 4 losses on the season, and the Holton girls have now won 4 consecutive games. They have a record of 8 wins against 5 losses this season, so just 1-game difference in the win-loss column. And Coach Holliday, as we turn our calendars to February and start the second time through the Big 7 League schedule tonight, things start to get a little bit more serious.
Absolutely. You know, that's you listen to Sports Talk Radio this afternoon, and you know, they were talking about the college, how everything's heating up there, and high school basketball is no different. You know, we got 2 teams that are playing some good basketball. Coach Malloy, his team have always gotten better down the stretch, getting ready for that sub-state. Those matchups, can't get sick tournament, and these Holton girls that we've seen with the Holton channel for quite a while. Plays pretty good basketball right now. Four in a row, they're on a good stretch, good streak, playing solid. And so we're going to see if where these teams shaped up for the last time they played down at Meriden.
So it's the Holton Wildcats and the Jeff West Tigers. We'll take a break here on our pregame show and come back with tonight's starting lineup to get set for opening tip. It's Holton and Jeff West, the Big 7 League doubleheader here tonight on the local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices, that's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you.
Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it.
GM Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish.
GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton High School. Justin Fluke alongside John Holliday. Our studio engineer is Chance Clink. Also Cameron Mulroy and Eli Hallauer running the video production for the Holton channel online at msesports.net. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups for Holton and Jeff West. The Lady Cats coached by third-year head man Kurt Heisler, who served 16 years as an assistant under Coach John Holliday. The Jeff West girls coached by John Malloy. This is his 9th season with the Lady Tigers. Jeff West will be the visitors in their road black uniforms here tonight with red numerals and letters trimmed in white. And the Holton Wildcats will be in their home white uniforms here this evening. Here's the starting lineup for the Tigers. It is the backcourt of 5'8 senior Kristen Viltoff, also 5'8 sophomore Kinley Stone. Mallory Young, a 5'10 senior in the post, along with Brooklyn Michalis, a 5'9 senior, and Melanie Roney, a 5'9 senior, rounds out the Tiger lineup. It's Viltoff, 14 points a game, and Melanie Roney, 12 points and 9 rebounds per game. Those two seniors are the leaders in returning all-league players for Coach Malloy and the Lady Tigers. For the Holton Wildcats, it's been the same starters pretty much all season long. Just two seniors on their roster. They include 5'6 point guard Stacey Bond and 5'10 forward Macy Pack. The Holton's two seniors. Also starting is Sierra Dodd, a 5'7 junior, Brooke Fluelling, a 5'11 junior, and Lindsay Wisdom, a 5'10 junior for the Holton girls. Holton is led by Lindsay Wisdom and Macy Patch, the two post players both averaging about 10 points and 6 rebounds per game. Well, we touched on it, Coach, second time through the Big 7 league schedule. I think it's always interesting, especially in the Big 7, because as we know and we've talked about so much, this league is just so darn good and filled with talented coaches that know how to make some changes. And, of course, what's nice for Holton, I think, going through the league schedule a second time as well, is that they don't have to worry about facing any of these teams in sub-state. You know, like Nima Hossabatha, Jeff Westville Valley, they're all in the same 3A sub-state at Silver Lake, so maybe they hold something back a little bit, but no need for Holton or their opponents to do that here the second time through.
Well, that's I'm not sure you ever hold anything back, and I don't think we ever did, but, you know, the thing that we've talked about time and time and time again, if you're going to go through the Big 7, you better be ready to play. And this coach in the Big 7 are among the best in the state. Coach Lloyd's no different. You know, he's done a lot of the same stuff. They've been an interior-type team. They play a lot of half-court defense, in the past several years before the success he's had year and out are unmatched. You cross the line, it doesn't matter if you're going to play him at Holton, you're going to play him at Meriden, you're going to play him out on Highway 75. You better be ready to go.
So we are ready to go here tonight. Hope you enjoy it, as it'll be Llewellyn jumping it up for Holton against Roney for Jeff West. Tigers in the road, Blacks going left to right on your radio dial as we are just underway. Jeff West wins the tip. Holton will come out in a zone defense.
Jumped in the 3-2. They've matched up a little bit from the standpoint. They went to a 3-2. Nice drive.
And finish. Kristen Piltoff with the first point of the game.
Boy, and there's a name that caused me nightmares for years.
Kristen is a three-time Big 7 League performer on the basketball court. One of several great ones that the Lady Tiger program has had. Dwelling down on the block for Holton. Again, the Lady Cats have won 4 consecutive games. Jeff West has won 4 of their last 5. They went 2-1 in the Wellsville Top Gun Tournament. They lost their first round game, but then bounced back to take 5th, winning the next 2. And the Wildcats get it down low to Lindsay Wisdom. Her turnaround jumper banked in, and we're tied at 2.
Well, after the first 2 possessions, they look like 2 well-oiled machines. They knew what everybody's going to do, and they just out-executed everybody.
Still top over on the left side to Michalis. Here's a deflection and a steal. The Tigers commit their first turnover of the contest. Stacey Bond into the half court for Holton, moving right to left. Pass deflected over to Fluelling. Now to Patch, who's tightly defended by Roney. Jeff West extending tight man-to-man pressure here on the perimeter. It'll try to set things up as Fluelling comes to take it at the top. 90 seconds gone by. Both teams with a bucket. Patch over to Fluelling on the right. Wisdom flash to the high post. She's covered up. Patch swings it to Bond here in the left corner. And the near steal it is taken away by Kristen Biltoff. Up the court she goes. Right-handed scoop shot missed. Rebound, though. Biltoff gets it back. Partially kept alive by Roney. And the Tigers will have this possession with one turnover now on each team. There's a deflection by Dodd, but couldn't come up with the steal. Biltoff, 14 points per game, but 5 rebounds, and also leads Jeff West in both steals and assists. Nearly 5 steals a game, as Biltoff had one there just a moment ago to set up this possession.
She's been extremely active her whole career, both ends of the floor. She has ability to shoot, but, boy, defensively, she can really cause havoc.
Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Jeff West here on their end. Her substitution of the game breaks in Ella Dickey. She missed the first meeting between these two teams as the Tigers led through most of it, kind of pulled away in the fourth quarter to make it a 9-point win. Ella Dickey averaging 6 points per game. The perimeter shooting a sophomore off the bench has hit 13 threes after missing time in December.
I was surprised to see Coach Boyd do that early against the Holton zone. See if we get some perimeter shooting and open things up inside for him.
Comes away with the basketball after the missed shot. Bond hustles into the half court. Nearly 3 minutes now gone by. Both teams a bucket on their opening possession, but nothing since. Nice pass down low. Patch then bobbled it. It's on the floor, still loose, and finally picked up by Jeff West. Back-to-back turnovers on Holton. Patch a little bit slow getting to her feet and back to the other end. But he will get it to Piltoff as the Tigers reset the offense here. To the Dickey in the corner. That's a three, and it's no good short. Rebounded by Deere and Don. Holton also went 2-1 in their midseason tournament at Tonganoxie, and like Jeff West, placed fifth, winning a couple games after losing in that opening round. But since then, Holton picked up a couple wins last week against Riverside and Chapman to increase the longest winning streak of the year to 4-0. Here's a tip and a steal by Melanie Roney. Three Holton turnovers. Roney up the court and fouled on the floor with Don chasing from behind. Our first foul tonight will go against Tierra Don, the junior for the Cats.
Piltoff was in the middle of that down there. She kind of showed herself and allowed Roney to come in and sneak one out. Go the other way. Two quick fouls on Holton. You could ill afford to get foul trouble.
Here, Dodd got the first one, the second one against Stacy Bond here. The Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket. Game still tied at two. Blocked shot by Patch. Roney, or actually Young, thought she had an open look on the inbound, but Patch got there to swat it away. 4:10 left here in the first quarter. Skip pass up top. Nikki takes a look. Now Michalis will back it out for the Tigers. In the corner, Holton's gone to their bench as well. Three-pointer is good. It's Kristen Biltoff who has all 5 points for Jeff West. That's her 17th three of the season. Now a deflection to Coach Heisler at the end of the Holton bench. Biltoff making her presence felt early. Holton has brought in Delaney New, a 5'9 junior, is the first player off the bench for Coach Heisler. He gets it, picks it up in the half court, double team, but gets rid of it to Patch. Now Bond guarded one-on-one by Ella Dickey. Switching on the screen, then a double dribble kind of Dodd, I think, a bit off guard. And that's four straight turnovers on four possessions for the Holton girls.
Yeah, the first couple really nice possessions. They struggled. Even getting Dodd's off. A lot of it due to some good pressure by Jeff West. We've talked about Holton thought they'd be getting pressured a little bit more this year, and Jeff West is bringing it tonight.
Lead 5-2, pass through the lane, deflected, but it lands right into the hands of Melanie Roney, who puts it up and in. Roney with her first bucket, Tigers lead by 5. Mike Holton almost had a steal, and then wound up to Roney, who now gets a steal herself and slides to the basket, laying it in on the left side. We're getting a timeout by Coach Kurt Eichler. We were stuck at 2-2 for a while, but the Tigers using defense to create offense, marking this quick 7-0 run.
Boy, makes a great Makes Coach Beloit's job extremely easy when defense scores the point for you. That's going to be hard. You know, we talked about Holton again trying to overcome pressure, and right now it's eating them alive.
Now backcourt pressure for Jeff West leading to this run. Our timeouts tonight are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngift.net. Many great flavors to choose from. It's always good. It's Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Hawaii. At the end of our game tonight, we'll pick a player to bank on. That's presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Tonight on both KNZA 103.9 and on the Holton Channel at msesports.net. Out of the timeout for the Cats, a long deep pass is intercepted by Mallory Young. And Holton with yet another turnover.
Sarah Dahl picked that ball up in no man's land. She got trapped, plus the two sidelines. She had four people on her. Long pass, and Jeff West steals it, goes the other way.
Lob and the double team. Holton gets the deflection, and Patch gets the steal. Second turnover on Jeff West. Great Edsel in for Holton. She's a 5'5 junior off the Wildcat bench. She replaced Stacy Pond, so we'll handle the basketball with Todd. Also new, Patch and Fluellian on the floor. New looking to drive. Now double teamed, and the ball taken away from her by Mallory Young. Seven Holton turnovers. Here's a deflection by Dodd from behind, but on the deck, Roney saves it. And up top it goes to Biltoff as the Tigers keep the possession up 9-2. Now the pass too high and through the hands of Mallory Young as Jeff West will give it right back. Wisdom in for the Cats. And in for Jeff West is Kinley Stones, the 5'8 sophomore.
Jeff West just has that basketball look to them. They're all long, lean.
This is a team pick to finish the top couple spots of the Big 7 League. Projected to be up there with Hiawatha. Those are the two teams to beat coming into the year. Hiawatha just one league loss. Jeff West has only two league losses. So it's kind of as it was slated. Hiawatha hosting Nemaha Central tonight. We'll see if Hiawatha can keep winning and keep their lead in the Big 7 after winning their home invitational last Saturday.
So we've talked before about in the Big 7, the double round robins, boy, you get a true league champion. Jeff West gets a steal.
Another Holton turnover. They're 8. Tigers have scored 7 straight points, leading 9-2. We're at a minute 40 to go here in the first. Bounce pass on the near side to Dickey, guarded by Edsel. Holton's been zoned throughout the night. Roney steps around her defender, left lane line, and lost the handle and turns it over. So 4 turnovers now for Jeff West. Get ready to trap Llewellyn right when she picks it up. Holton keeps trapping right into that trap. Catch out to New. Here's a long 2, and that misses. Out of bounds, the rebound will go and stay with Holton as Jeff West touched it last.
It was going to Jeff West. Think he changes.
He did change his mind.
Changed his mind. Pointed one way, then pointed the other way.
70 seconds left here in quarter number 1. Built off right back in after a quick breather. Haley Tuck, another sophomore for Jeff West, making her first appearance on the varsity court tonight. We've seen 3 sophomores for the Tigers already. In fact, they're all 3 out there right now. Here's a baseline drive and a bucket by sophomore Kinley Stone. Her first points, the 3rd different Tiger to score. Now it's a 9-0 run here for the visitors. So through a double team over to Fluellen with 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The JV girls game went to overtime tonight. Holton girls beat Jeff West in overtime in the JV game, so we started a bit late. Llewellyn, a long 2-point shot, straddling the half moon. No good. Rebounded by Biltoff. 25 seconds left, and the Tigers will hold for one shot here at the end of the first frame.
Wonder who's going to get this shot.
It's going to start in the hands of Biltoff, and it might finish that way as well. Kristen with 6 seconds, going to go to work against Edsel. Now passes it to the near side, tipped by Llewellyn and stolen. The defense by Holton. Tigers with their 5th turnover, but they lead by 9 at the end of 1. 8 minutes in the books. Holton scored on their first possession, but after that, nothing, including 8 turnovers on the Lady Cats. Jeff West with a 9-0 run to close that quarter. They lead 11-2 as we take a full 1-minute timeout. They're on FM 103.9 KNCA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you here in Holton as we start the second quarter. Jeff West with an 11-2 lead, but boy, their defense was great there. Struggled to allow anything for Holton offensively as that first quarter went on.
And that's been a staple of Jeff West basketball all 9 years that Coach Malloy's been there. They don't get after you, play solid. They don't see him reaching too much. You see Holton dribbling right in the traps, though. They're going to hold. Jeff West will trap you come down the sideline. Pick up another foul there. Going to send Rook Welling to the free throw line for a pair.
He's been shooting about 55% from the free throw line. The Wildcats didn't shoot it very well on Friday night in their home game against Chapman. Still able to win that ball game with 30 points as Willie misses her first free throw and has one more coming. A couple subs in fact, three of them for Jeff West. Meg Tibbetts, 5'7 senior, Kinley Stones, Melanie Roney, Kristen Biltoff, and Brooklyn Michalis on the floor for Coach Malloy. The second free throw rattles in. First point for Brooks Llewellyn tonight makes it 11-3. Tigers up top. Biltoff will set it up here against Edsel. Just underway in the second quarter, the second meeting between these Big 17. And the loose ball, it's going to be tied up. Possession arrow going to keep it on the Jeff West end. We were mentioning Hiawatha Nemaw Central a moment ago, with Hiawatha leading the league, and Nemaw Central leading at halftime of that game, 25-17. It's in the roundhouse. Hiawatha beat Nemaha and Jeff West both on the road, and they have Nemaha and Jeff West both this week at home. Jeff West will be at Hiawatha on Friday night. The Nemaw Central girls ahead 25-17 over Hiawatha at halftime this evening. Tigers by 8 here with the ball after the alternate possession. Stop back to Melanie Roney. Three-pointer in the far corner, swished in, Kinley Stone, and the Tigers sophomore off the bench has scored 5. The lead is up to double figures for the first time.
He's a very impressive player. Saw her slicing, get to the rim a little bit ago on her left-handed drive on the baseline and has the ability to step out there and shoot the three ball. Looks nothing but splash.
Kind of a unique varsity roster for Jeff West this year, Coach. It's all seniors and sophomores. No juniors, but sophomores have gotten a lot better. Playing with some confidence, I think, here in the second half of the season to really help those seniors out.
Well, that's going to do nothing but help Coach Moore down the road.
35 left here in the half. Stacey Pond back in with Wisdom and Patch and Todd and Llewellyn. It's the 35 right now for Coach Heisler and the Lady Cats. Todd dribbles to the right. Well, you just can't hardly breathe against this Tiger D. Here's a Pond 3 after the skip pass, but she missed it long. Rebounded to Jeff West.
Well, when you get your post player and come up and dribble the basketball like that,
coast to coast, missed a little scoop layup, but got fouled in Melanie Roney. And she will shoot the first free throws for Jeff West here this evening. Foul against Lindsay Wisdom, her first. That evens our team fouls at 3 apiece. Roney is a left-hander and swishes in her free throw for a 5th point tonight for Roney. 61% free throw shooter. Slightly better. Jeff West at the charity stripe this year. They're 56% as a team. And Roney hits them both. So the lead is now 16-3 in favor of Jeff West. Bond looking inside. Wisdom at the high post. Nothing down low to Patch. So out to Llewellyn. Far side. Pushed in along two. Good shot and fine to Brooke Llewellyn. Wisdom Wisdom gets the dime. Fulton down 11. Driving is built off. Kicks it over to Michela. She'll fire three. Missed everything. Rebounded by Llewellyn. Trying to pivot away from a double team and now dribbles out of it. Right of the Holton bench. Finds some help. Macy Patch will bring it from right to left to the Lady Cat. Offensive play call here against the Tiger man-to-man. By Coach Kurt Eichler. Vaughn gets it. Defended by Ella Dickey. Now Wisdom into the lane. Finds the baseline cutter. That's Dodd who's fouled. They're going to shoot two.
Couple good sets by Holton. We had a chance that Duke was a play we used to run. And guess where we stole it from?
North Carolina.
And now.
Dodd's first free throw tonight. It's up and no good. Fouls against Kristen Piltoff of the Tigers, but just her first personal team foul number four. 5 minutes, 14 seconds left here until halftime. Second free throw is good. Mira has her first point. Three different Lady Cats have scored, but they're down 10 at 16-6.
Holton's going to start stringing some stops together. It hasn't happened yet.
Roney, very good going to that left side. Now a little contact, and Bond will be called for the bump. Personal for her is going to be number two. With Michela's trying to dribble on the perimeter. So Bond at the bench with two fouls. Delaney New back in for Holton. Mentioned Jeff West at Hiawatha on Friday night this week. Holton will be on the road heading north as well as Holton is at Sabetha this coming Friday night. Stuff gives to Roney on the weave. Left side trying to get into the lane but lost the handle. Holton turned it over a lot, but Jeff West now with six turnovers themselves here in the half. Leading by 10. Llewellyn looking for help. Just across the timeline, she finds Wisdom, and now it's back to Brooke with 4.5 to play in the second quarter. Ball thrown away. New, not quite ready for it, out of her reach on the near sideline as Stones and Young return to the Jeff West lineup. How many turnovers you got for Holton? 10? Or 9?
I got 9.
Okay. 9. First one here in the second quarter.
Not that it's accurate. That's what I got.
You didn't ask me if it was right. One thing that Coach and everybody would agree on probably for Holton, though, is that it's 2 minutes.
Exactly. There's Jalen.
Ella Dickey. Built off top of the key. Very unselfish player. With a high post, Young. Looking down, though. Tough pass and catch. The shot went up and missed. Too far underneath the basket by Stone. Holton gets the rebound. Dodd is ahead, but Holton does not have numbers moving right to left. Now the trailer Patch coming down the lane, and she's fouled on the shot. Macy Patch going to get a couple free throws here for the Cats. 16-6, Jeff West with the lead. Macy Patch looking for her first point and one of Holton's best free throw shooters. Their two best foul shooters are their two post players, Wisdom and Patch. Macy's first attempt tonight. Rolls around and won't fall. It's just 2 of 5 right now as a team from the charity stripe. First personal on Brooklyn Michela's team foul number 5. The second free throw is strong and missed. Young with the rebound. Stop will be defended by Dodd up top. I'm Dickey, inside the Young. Nice pass down low. Michela's jump shot, good. Brooklyn Michela's with her first point. It was great ball movement and execution on offense for the Tigers.
That was. You know, Holton has that high-low look, and you just saw the Jeff West version of it. Hit backside post flashing high, and the ball side post was sliding underneath.
And for a steal and getting it, Mallory Young took it away from Wisdom. Up the court, fouled from behind by Sierra Dodd. It'll be her second personal. And with 3:10 to go in the half, Tigers at the free throw line looking to add to a 12-point lead. Mallory Young looking for her first point in the scorebook. Senior left-hander shoots, it rolls around and won't drop. Stacey Bond and Grace Hetzel in for Holton. Dodd has to go out with two fouls, and Wisdom will join her for a rest on the Holton bench. West led 11-2 at the end of one quarter, currently up 18-6. Second free throw. Perfect. Tigers have made 3 of 4 free throws, while Holton's made just 2 of 6. Lead now up to 13. And on the near side to New. He drives to the baseline in some trouble there without the dribble. Finds Fluellen across the lane, out to Bond, who fakes a three. Piltoff all over her down, though. Fluellen, power dribble, busts it up off the glass, but missed it too strong. Right idea, good look, just wouldn't drop.
I was going to say, you can't draw that up any better.
The key, near sideline. Zones for Shayless, Piltoff, they reverse it quickly around the perimeter. Now back to the near side it comes. Ball doesn't stick for Jeff West much.
No, it does. They do a good job. They got an inside-out look. Of course, it was an air ball, but they get nothing at the top of the that's first anything at the top of the offense you're going to see them, but that was only because it was an inside-out. The ball reverses very, very quickly. Very, very well moving the defense side to side.
And for the Tigers comes Haley Tuck again. 20 to go here till intermission. Halftime show is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16, over the 110% price match guarantee. Looking for offense, they've made 2 shots here in this first half with 2 minutes to go. Patch quickly over to Bond. Nice find of Fluellen, unable to shoot that time. Patch top of the key, that's a three, won't go. And they call Fluellen over the back, tried to tip the rebound away from Mallory Young. The Tigers going to be in the bonus now, the remainder of this first half. That's foul number 6 on Holton and personal number 1 on Brooke Fluellen. Loy looking to his young guards. Hilltop was the only Tiger player at their into the court to throw in the basketball. Dickey lobs. Not a good pass there. Gets a deflection. Now it's on the floor. And before a wrestling match breaks out, we're going to have a foul called. It's against Jeff West. It's on Mallory Young. Second personal on Mallory Young. A team foul's even again at 6. Young will check out. Stones and Michalis come back in for Coach Malloy. 3 times to the state tournament in the first 8 years with Coach John Malloy at the coaching helm for Jeff West girls. It's 4A, played at Park City, went to 3A most recently down in Hutchinson. 2020. This ball touched by Jeff West. It's going to stay with Holton here on their offensive end. Cats down 13.
Desperately needing a bucket right here. Let's see an inside out look with Macy. Take it away, but you got Brooke on a post up. This is lefty.
A block, another good look, but Fluellen couldn't get it to drop. Just over a minute left here in the first half. Tigers by 13. Hilltop gets it back. Quick pass back from Tuck. Missed this three. And out of bounds off of Holton. The Tigers will have it underneath their own goal. Off in to Haley Tuck. Right back down low, but it's tipped away from Roney. 7 turnovers now on Jeff West. Holton's done a better job taking care of it here in the second quarter. And that's a decent look, but the Cats still just not getting any shots. And everything's contested.
I was going to say, and there we got a steal, and all of a sudden Jeff West off the races.
Little top in transition, little stop and go, and a charge
foul. Rolls it off.
Brooke Fluellen got back and got set. Phenomenal defensive effort. Hilltop not so sure if she had banked a shot in, but will pick up the personal foul instead, and that's 2 on Kristen Biltoff.
Tough call, but you know, that's there's a people think that people have to be set, and Brooke may not have had her feet set, but she had legal guard position because she got hit squirting numbers. Jeff West immediately gets a steal. And Roney with a quick bucket. And now another steal by Roney. The Tigers have the ball back, up 15 and holding for one shot now as the clock ticks under 20 seconds left here in the first half. They didn't get a good look at the end of the quarter. We'll see if they start something a little sooner here. Hilltop with 6 seconds left, working one-on-one against Edsel. Drives into the lane, draws the foul. 2.9 seconds on the clock. Kristen Hilltop going to head to the stripe, but she's been one of the best in the Big Seven. Free throw percentage this year down just a little at 62%. In a couple of years, Hilltop hit nearly 70% of her free throws. She makes this one for her sixth point of the night. Second free throw coming up. That one good as well. They both look pretty good this year. Got 3 seconds to try to get a shot off. That's still a half-court feed. Oh, off the rim. It was on target, but just a little short. Jeff West wins the first quarter, 11-2, and the Tigers take the second quarter, 12-4. That adds up to a dominating 16 minutes of basketball. Our score at the break. The girls' contest, Jeff West, the Holton Lady Cats, 6. Come again, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We'll return with staff statistics and analysis here on KNCA and the Holton channel online at MSCSports.net.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Bank Local, I think that it means a ton with our bank.
That's Tanya Barta, president of the Farmers State Bank.
I don't think a lot of people understand that we are local and we consider you a family. We live, work, and volunteer in our communities. We don't just say it, we live it. So Bank Local.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into our halftime show along with studio engineer Chan Flint, Justin Fluke, and John Holliday with you at Holton High School. Eli Hallauer and Cameron Mulroy running the video production tonight for the Holton channel at MSCSports.net as we cross over at 7 o'clock here on FM 103.9 KNCA. Our halftime score 23-6 in favor of Jeff West. Both teams scored on their opening possession, and it was 2-2. For about 4 minutes of game clock action, but then Jeff West got going and started with their defense, led to some transition and easy offense. The Tigers scored 9 straight. They led 11-2 at the end of one quarter. They hold Holton to just 2 made shots in the first half as the Tigers with a Friday night, still with no three-pointers here this evening. Holton plagued by 11 turnovers in this first half as well. Jeff West with 7 turnovers, but they make 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and Jeff West also made a pair of three-point shots in that half. So 23-6 to our halftime score. What was a pretty frustrating half for Holton. I'm sure a lot of things that Coach Heisman wants to go over in the locker room right now. Jeff West, a little bit sloppy at times themselves, but, man, it kind of all started for their defense. And I think Coach Malloy, a little less to talk about maybe right now at the break.
No, if he's got anything to talk about, their half-court offense. You know, they don't have any problems in full court. Defensively, obviously, defensively, they were superior the whole half, which is traditional for a Tiger team. Offensively, when they get in a half court set, they do have some unforced errors. You know, it's not that Holton's getting a lot of deflections or causing a lot of turnovers because of their pressure. Jeff West has just telegraphed the pass, just tried to throw a lot of passes inside and got stole a couple, 3 times. They're the only worst enemy. That's their, at this point in time, they're killing steals. They really haven't caused much damage. Holton has caused much damage to them. Jeff West won every battle there is. Win. They won the rebounding battle. They win the free throws off the turnovers. And, that leads them to a 23-6, 17-point lead going into half.
Our first half statistics are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Jacob Yinks and his team filling up. So if you are going to make your tax appointment with the local experienced professionals, call and schedule your appointment with Jacob Yinks and the crew at NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Here's the scoring for Holton. 1 point for Tierra Dodd, 2 points for Lindsay Wisdom, and 3 points for Brooke Llewellyn. And that's it. Holton with just 6 here at the break. For Jeff West, they had 5 girls score. They are led by Melanie Roney. She had 8. Kristen Biltoff had 7. Kimberly Stone scored 5 off the bench. Brooklyn Michalin padded 2 points. And Valerie Young had the other 1. For the Tigers, who came in 1 game better overall than Holton, with a record of 9-4 compared to Holton's 8-5. But it's a little bit different in the Big 7 league standings, because Holton is 4-3 right now, and Jeff West is sitting at 7-2 in Big 7 league play so far this season. All teams starting second time through the league play tonight. I told you earlier that Nemaw Central girls were leading at that time against Hiawatha. We'll continue to get you scoring updates here throughout the night. And, of course, book them all online at msdsports.net. We owe you one more timeout here on our halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, over the 110% price match guarantee. Wilson Direct, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 816. We'll take one more break and get you set for the third quarter when we return. By the way, the other Big 7 league game tonight, besides Nemaw Central at Hiawatha, is Sevesta at Riverside, and Royal Valley tonight is at Mary Lou Compton. Here it's Jeff West 23 and Holton 6 with second half action straight ahead on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local, skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community.
community hospitals.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for a faster, smoother ride, extended mower life, and more consistent cuts. Great financing options available, including 0% with approved credit. And now, Heinen Repair offers layaway on Ferris mowers. See dealer for complete details. Save big at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Chan Flink, Justin Flink, John Holliday with you. Also, Eli Hallauer and Cameron Mulroy running video for the Holton Channel tonight, available at MSCSports.net. Jeff West Girls lead 23-6 over Holton here at the break. Tigers still have one more non-league game. They will be at Tonganoxie 1 week from tonight. And after going to Hiawatha Friday night, they still have Sabetha, Nemaha Central, and Riverside on their schedule. That will be, Holton will be at Sabetha Friday night, then at Royal Valley next Tuesday. Holton has home games against Hiawatha, Nemaha, and Perry LeCompte still in the regular season as well. Bob, Coach, as we start the second half, what we might see here in this third quarter?
I think Holton, you got to go back to what's worked for you all year, and that's you got to get the ball inside. You got to get paint touches. You got to get Macy Patch has been held scoreless this first half. A lot of that's done to Jeff West. The Roney girl did a good job. She's long, caused her some issues. Got to do what's the edge of the gallop brung you, and that's what Holton's done. They're touch inside. We get an easy bucket, but this one made it look good.
Basket missed there by Lindsay Wisdom to start the half. Here's built off of three. Nobody on her. She missed it. Tipped out of bounds by Holton. The Tigers will keep it under their own hoop. And that wasn't the first, fairly decent open shot that Holton had. I mean, nothing's been too wide open tonight, but they've had three or four looks in the paint that just haven't gone down.
That's a good stop. Got a deflection, Holton. That's something they didn't get much of the first half. Hopefully they can, if you're a Holton fan, you got to get that and build on it, see if you can't get something rolling because of it.
This lead of the game here coming at halftime for Jeff West. 11 Holton turnovers. The Tigers had 7, and there's their 8th. Is passed in the lane, intercepted by Macy Patch of the Cats. Holton in the home whites tonight, going left to right on your radio dial here in the second half. Macy Bond, Sierra Todd, Macy Patch, Lindsay Wisdom, Brooke Llewellyn. Wisdom against drive, shot missed, but a foul. They'll give Lindsay a chance to earn a couple points here at the line. First foul of the half, and it's on Melanie Roney. We didn't mention foul trouble. There's not much of it, but Jeff West now has 3 players with 2 personals each. Mallory Young, Kristen Biltoff, and Melanie Roney all have 2 fouls. Holton, Tierra Dodd, and Stacey Pond each have 2 fouls. And Holton's Lindsay Wisdom misses her first free throw of the night, so the Lady Cats not helping themselves out, just 2 of 7 right now at the line. One more for Wisdom. That one is no good. Rebounded by Melanie Roney. 2 of 8, Holton from the line.
Well, that kills you. Need more than that, but boy, you can't help yourself. 3-for-line. 25%, it's not going to get cut.
90 seconds into this third quarter, Holton. They mainly zone defense in the first half. Throwing it up again here to start this third quarter. Get past for the Tigers. Biltoff with the pounce. Passes up top to Michaela. Pass to Biltoff. They reverse it near side. Tibbetts, that's deflected and stolen by Lindsay Wisdom, trying to dribble around a defender, but a foul will be called on Michaela, and that is her second. So 4 Tigers now, each at that 2-foul plateau. We'll see who's the first player to pick up a third here in this game.
Holt with a defensive stop. A couple more deflections. Got steal. Keep that up, they'll give themselves a chance.
Came in scoring just 35 points per game. They turn it over here on Wisdom's pass, looking for the high-low to Patch. Coast to coast, way up good, and that's Roney on the right hand this time. But the and-one opportunity. Roney so quick, southpaw, now the first player in double digits tonight with plus a free throw.
south office there, run the right side of the floor and finish with the right hand as well.
Pretty good. Free throw's good. Rooney's now got 11. Jeff West has made 6 of 7. They've only missed one free throw, and they lead now by 20 here early in the third quarter. Pistip to the basket on the right side. Kicks it out to Vaughn. Fake. Get past Dodd. Jeff West still tight man-to-man defense. Missed him all the way to the rack. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Piltoff. Is it anything? And they're not a great three-point shooting team. It seemed like they were getting 2, 3, 4 just about every night. Fulton hasn't made a three-pointer in a couple games.
They haven't even shot any. You know, since Stacey Bond hit a couple, you know, we thought Grace Etzel early in the year was going to come on and be that perimeter shooter that Fulton needs. Brooke had hit a couple. Even Mason hit a couple of those. We're just not getting any looks at all. Open perimeter looks at all during the game. You know, as part of that, you get an inside out look, that's a great shot. But
West misses two long shots, one by Meg Tibbetts, the other by Brooklyn Michalis. Sandwich in an offensive rebound, and the lead remained 20. And Llewellyn caught it, as she didn't quite realize standing on that out of bounds line off the far sideline. So Holton now with 13 turnovers. Jones and Ella Dickey, couple sophomores in for the Tigers. 45 to go here in the third quarter. We'll set it up and handle the basketball.
Oh, go there. That's big time there.
You can tell her left hand is dominant on a move like that, right?
Absolutely.
A little fake to the lane and then goes right around her defender to the left and a little left-handed layup. That's a 5-0 run for the Tigers to begin this second half. So Jeff West now up 28-6 over Holton here, not quite midway through the third period. We'll take a timeout. They're all brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. Find us on the other side of this 30-second break here on FM 103.9 AMZA.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you. I've seen quite a few Jackson Heights fans in the house tonight. Jackson Heights had a bye this evening. No game for the Cobras, so several Jackson Heights fans on hand. And pretty much every, at least, teacher and student tonight, Coach Holliday, is hoping and praying for a snow day tomorrow, right? Don't think everybody's unified on right now.
That's true, sir, but I don't get him anymore.
Nice, give it go. Back to Lindsey Wisdom. Holton with a well-executed play that time. Bond gets the dime. Holton needed that bucket. Just the third basket of the game. Halfway through this third quarter, it's 28-8. He's flying cut off there on the drive by Dickey. Now Bill Tom. Stones. Catch on the perimeter. Roney lost the handle at the high post. Dodd gets the steal. 10 turnovers now against Jeff West. Former Tiger Aaliyah was the Gonson when she played at Jeff West. Now Aaliyah Rang. She continuing to play on the Benedictine women's basketball team. Nice pass, 2-on-1 after the steal. Piltoff giving it up for Melanie Aroney. The Tigers get more offense off a steal and a transition.
Well, that's the advantage of having a player like Kristen Piltoff, just understanding the game. Huge basketball IQ, stays calm for him to shot, hits it.
Pretty good rhythm there. She kind of caught it, stepped into it just inside the arc, knocked it down. Yeah, so Mariah Murdy's still playing at
UNO?
Yep. Nebraska, Omaha.
Yeah, you know, you're bringing up some names just because, you know, I had enough trouble with Jeff West. I tried to forget most of this stuff.
There's a drive by Stones, and she fouled. A couple free throws coming up here for the Tigers. We're still up 20 points at 30-10. I can start bringing up some Holton players as well pretty easily, you know.
No, we had some great, great ball games with Jeff West for a lot of years. I mean, that's, you know, even before Coach Malloy.
Who was the coach before Malloy? Give me a clue.
Well, Ron West. No, he was Hayden. He was on Boy Scout. Gosh, dang it.
I'll get it. I will.
It'll come to me. It may be 2 a.m. when it comes to me, but I'll figure it out.
Dunks made one of two free throws, and Jeff West comes away with another steal. That's 15 turnovers on Holton, hurting themselves with 2.5 to go here in this third quarter. Roney will back it out a bit. Team fouls even at 2 here in this second half.
I think Holton's going to try to go man-to-man.
Turn around in the lane. Roney missed that. One of the few misses she's had all night. She has 15 points now in this game.
First time I've seen her fall away from the shot. She was down in the fadeaway, and I got the tough shot, especially for girls.
Back to a cut into the lane. Tough catch for Wisdom there in traffic, and she muscled it up and banked it home, but they wipe off the basket. The foul was on the floor, and it's on Ella Dickey of Jeff West. Her first personal, team foul number 3. I remember Larry Latimer was one of the Jeff West boys coaches. They went through a few more coaches. David Overstreet, of course, long, long time assistant. But I'm struggling to remember the Jeff West girls coach for Malloy. Has it up top the patch. Mike's fine. And Winston goes up. Count that one. Plus a foul this time as Lindsay Wisdom finishes through the contact. And will have an and-one opportunity. Two free throws earlier here in the third quarter, but a basket and one now. And that's the first player to get a third foul tonight. Mallory Young of Jeff West hit with the personal. Free throw good. The Wisdom a three-point play, and that makes it 31-13.
And there's a scout. We're talking about Roney is extremely strong going left hand. Lindsay Wisdom is extremely strong going through right hand. She got a lot of her get to it that time, but she hit it. Made him pay.
All deflected again, but Roney gets it and is fouled as she takes it on this left side. And that'll be team foul number 3 for Holton. And it's on Macy Patch this time. This is her second. Roney at the line is 3 for 3. She already has 7 points in this third quarter. Ames fires. Over. Kristen Biltoff back in after a quick breather. Meg Tibbetts returns to the Tiger lineup as well. The low dribbles for Roney, who bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and 2 for 2. 17 points now for Melanie Roney, averaging a dozen a night. She'll come out for a little breather as Michalis turns to the court. The lead is again back to 20 here for the Tigers. This game to follow later tonight. Jeff West boys are talking about history there. And they have a new head coach again this year and still looking for the first win of the year. Here's a steal by Haley Tuck. Bond trying to get it back. It does. And then a foul by Tuck.
It's called a travel. I think it's called the travel. A turnover.
Is that
by
three turnovers?
By Jeff West.
Holton lost it but got it back and then traveled. Two turnovers for Holton, yeah. One for Jeff West, and the Tigers have the ball here in their half court as we go under a minute left in this third quarter.
This is Jeff West. We talked about earlier, all that stick. I mean, they did a great job of ball movement against the zone. That's imperative. It's good basketball. Then you get a tough shot. That was why they took that one.
Might have forced it a little bit. Zone's kind of guarded, off balance, but threw it up. To no avail. Oh, it's foul line. Drives and kicks. New up top to Todd. That's a three-pointer. Short. Rebounded by Biltoff. Biltoff with a quiet 7 points tonight. As again, she'll have it in her hands at the end of a quarter for the third time in 3 tries. They haven't got a basket yet at the end of the first or the second frame. Seconds left. Here's Stone shooting, missing. Dodd rebound. 1 second left, and that'll do it. Jeff West won the first quarter 11-2. They won the second quarter 12-4, and they take the third quarter not by as big a margin as it was 10-7 in that third quarter. But Jeff West is sending the lead. It's a 20-point margin as we head to the fourth. 33 for the Tigers, 13 for the Wildcats. We're back in Holton after this. A 1 minute timeout here at 103.9 KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. We remain locally owned, locally operated, and locally focused.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you here in Holton. Tigers have the basketball to start this fourth quarter and a comfortable lead that they've held throughout this game, leading 11-2 at the end of a quarter. And there's a charge foul. That is the second charge that Bailey Flewelling has taken in nine. Neither one's been easy, but that's some pretty defense to be able to get in front of her defender and draw that contact.
And it's Brooke, not Bailey.
Did I call her Bailey?
You did.
Dang it.
You're going to get in trouble. And I do have two answers for your trivia question.
Are they both correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's a steal by Kristen Biltop up the court against Dodd, who's a power after Holton's 18th turnover of the night. A couple free throws for Kristen Biltop. I need a clue or some initials or something, because I should get you.
The first one is Dominelli, which you probably wouldn't get before any time. The second one's a longtime baseball coach.
Oh, Dan Height.
There you go.
The coach forever. Yep. The clue I needed is Biltop knocks in the free throw. Got 8 points and is 3 for 3 at the line. And now 4 for 4. Foul is number 3. Personal on Tierra Dodd. Holton has 4 fouls this half. Jeff West has been called for 5. Kristen Biltop now has 9 points in the contest. Lead is up to 22. Nice lob. There's the high-low. And Patch able to finish for her first points of the evening. Wisdom gets the assist. You see that, you think, where's it been all night, right? Sometimes they make it look pretty easy.
Why don't we wait till the fourth quarter to draw that one up?
3 subs in for the Tigers, who have been pretty steady with their substitution. I mean, I think they've only gone...
He's gone 8 deep, I think.
8, yeah, but, I mean, he's rotated 1, 2, 3 in every dead ball.
I lobbied a long time at home for hockey-style substitutes. I didn't want to have a dead ball. I just wanted to go over the boards and go.
Right.
Fresh legs, fresh bodies, relay.
Deal by Holton. Bond gets it. Going to go one-on-one against Tuck. Left side, jump stop at the block, then tried to pass, and it's stolen right back by Melanie Roney. Bond's got to find a way to put that up.
I was going to say, she got the way the rim just pulled up and tried to sneak it through. And Roney with a hustle play coming from the backside.
And they double teams. Voiced the trap at the high pass to Ella Dickey. Dickey bounced it off her knee. Lillian tried to pick it up and does. The Tigers with their 13th turnover and 2 in a row here in this fourth quarter. Jeff West leads by 20. Bond, Wisdom at the high post, drives this time to the right side and draws the foul. Lindsey Wisdom will head back to the line with 6:06 left in this fourth quarter. I owe Dan Hypes an apology. I can't believe I didn't think of that. He's still the baseball coach.
I think,
over there. So.
Had a great run.
Third personal foul on Melanie Roney. So no get off to the right this time by Wisdom. Well, back in for Jeff West, 35-15. Free throw Wisdom. That is good. 8 for Lindsay to lead the Holton Wildcats. Nobody else has more than one basket for Holton in this game.
Pressure extended a little bit. Turned some dividends here lately.
Out the high post, little opening there. The shot rattles through for Kinley Stone. She has 8 off the bench this evening, and the lead is 31.
Just a sophomore.
Got it. On the wing to Mons. Good pass over to Patch. Jeff West hasn't played anything but man-to-man since the opening tip, have they?
No, not very, very typical Jeff West team. You'll see him jump the rebound, defensive rebound, try to trap it. A couple bigs a lot of times. As you come down the sideline, they'll try to trap you on the sideline if they get the opportunity. If you come back to them a little bit, they make you play offense the whole 94 feet.
A pass into Wisdom, turns, faces the basket, and is fouled. Not in agreement there with Kinley Stone. She'll be the one picking up this foul. That's team foul number 7, so Holton going to be into the 1-1 bonus now after the first personal on Kinley Stone. Wisdom at the line, 2 of 5. That is good on the front end. She'll get a bonus free throw after swishing point number 9. Second free throw off the back lip. Rebounded by Haley Tuck. Jeff West ahead, 37-17. Just over 5 minutes left in this game. Hilltop down the middle. Nice find on the baseline, but missed shot by Young. Ball batted into the hands of Tuck. Now Roney heads it back to Hilltop, and the Tigers reset things offensively. Tuck in the near corner. Hilltop inside Roney. Drives, good pass, unselfish. I think she had a layup if she wanted it.
Especially going to her left hand, but gives it up to her teammate, Mallory Young. An easy bucket.
First field goal for Young, and the lead up to 22. And a double dribble against Bailey Flewellen. I have as the 20th turnover against the Lady Cats here tonight. Delaney New and Grace Etzel checking in for Holton. No, Holton hasn't really had any games like this. I mean, you look back at, they've lost 5 games, but they've been in most all of them. I mean, Nemaha, you know, fourth quarter got away. Kind of the same against Jeff West. Only beat it by 9 the first time. Here's Stones pulling up, shot blocked away, and into the hands of Macy Patch. Now foul against Jeff West, and it's on Kinley Stones again. That'll be her second. That'll send Holton to the other end for another 1-1. I mean, not that it's good or bad. It's just, you know, I don't think Holton's been down 20-plus points.
No, they have not. You know, it's one of those things. We saw Jeff West's pressure early. You know, that's the disadvantage Holton may have the second time through the season. Through the league is you're going to see some people try to take advantage of some things they saw the first time. They have advantage of film. Going through it again.
Patch makes 1 of 2, and then a foul, and Lelling is trying to keep the offensive rebound alive, and on Brooke, that is personal number 2. Team foul number 5 on Holton on free throws for Jeff West, yet.
You know, Jeff West got, you said, a lot of sophomores. You know, they've got a lot of sophomores playing. They're going to do nothing but continue to get better. You know, we talked, you know, about their record, especially in the league. But one thing to also keep in mind, their first loss, first game of the year, was to Silver Lake, who is still undefeated.
Ranked number 1 in the state, I believe Silver Lake is, hosting that 3A sub-day with Jeff West, Hiawatha, Sabetha, Nemaha, and Royal Pally. Talked about that 3A sub-state a lot. It's going to be tough. It's Roney again, and fouled on the floor. Went and made a layup left side. The foul came first. It's foul number 7 on Holton. Personal on Macy Patch. That'll sent Melanie Roney to the stretch. Third foul on Macy. Roney is 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Shoots this one to the front end and hits it. We could probably go ahead and maybe give our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on tonight, right, Coach?
You think it's that obvious?
I think it is. There's only one player double digit scoring in this game. And she's at the line and missed a free throw, but has 18 points. Then she gets a jump ball after the missed free throw, giving tie up there, but it'll be Holt in possession.
You know, she's been good in all facets of the game. She can handle the basketball. You saw her throw a nice, unselfish pass to her teammate for an easy bucket. She's defensively,
I think, 5 steals.
I was going to say, she's a load, not to mention, 18 points.
The travel is listed, tried to go through two defenders. Coach Heisler had to pick his jaw up off the floor here. Not so sure. 3:46 left to go in this game. Tigers going to go deeper down their bench. Another sophomore, Allie Tibbetts, comes in for the first time. And over number 21 for the Cats. 22-point Jeff West lead. A triple by Tuck. Air balls. Rebounded by Macy Patch for Holton. Welling. Bring it up the court left to right for the home team in white. You're still pressuring the basketball. It's a man-to-man D. Who takes off with the dribble. Welling on the wing. Trying to get it to Wisdom. Tough catch. Now Lindsay has a wide open pass to the basket as the defenders all kind of left her, and Wisdom, the first Wildcat in double digits with 11 points.
That was party in the Red Sea. Why just let her go?
Hard part was catching it.
She
took a step to the basket. It all opened up. Timeout on the floor taken by Holton. They're down 40-20. Four doubled up here as we head to a break with 3:09 to go in the contest. You're listening to 6-7 with basketball on the Holton channel and KNCA.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you. 40-20, the Jeff West girls leading Holton for their 10th win of the season. The total for Jeff West last few years, 15, 19, 20 wins, 18 wins. Probably going to get up close to that number again this season as Biltoff gets fouled here by Stacey Bond. That'll be her third foul. Holton's ninth, and the Tigers' last 1-1 coming up here from Kristen Biltoff.
I think Holton's in a zone. She dribbled through four of them.
Biltoff hits the front end, and she's in double digits with 10 points here tonight. Jeff West free throw shooting in this game. 13 out of 16 and now 14 out of 17 as Biltoff is a perfect 6 for 6 from the charity stripe.
I've always felt that was a Jeff West staple as well. He didn't want to put him at the line.
Dribble on Brooks Llewellyn. A little frustration there. We'll turn it over. Yeah, they've never been a team I've think of scoring a ton of points. I always think of Jeff West as like, you know, a good defensive team that kept games kind of low scoring, and then yeah, that beat you with free throws and it got close down the end.
That's extremely accurate. You know, they were never a team that's gonna, you know, they didn't like 60 points on fire. Stone hits a three there.
11 points for Kinley Stones off the bench. That's her second three-point basket. Nearly a steal by Jeff West, but Bond keeps it alive. Here Dodd has it deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Holton. 2 minutes, 22 seconds remaining.
things haven't changed much.
No, they haven't. Well, Coach.
You know, like Hiawatha and Brady Jasper, I don't know if this is becoming more not, common or not, but John Malloy now coaches the middle school girls as well. You know, middle school girls basketball is during the fall. You know, all done before Christmas, and this gets fouled here, she'll go to the line and shoot too. But there's a few coaches that seem to be doing that. I guess in a way it could kind of give you a head start getting to coach those girls an extra year or two before they get to the high school level and start running, you know, some of the same philosophies and things, I suppose, you know. That's a help if you have a coach that's willing to put in all that extra time, right?
No question. You know, the winningest coach in prep history, I believe, is No, not even close. No, it's not even close. But Jesse Nelson, Matt Volpe.
Oh, that's right.
Has just recently named the National Coach of the Year after his undefeated season at Volpe last year. And, oh, geez, he's older than dirt, but he did the exact same thing. He was the junior high coach. He was the head girls varsity coach. And spent a ton of time in the gym. Yeah, I mean, he just, time in the gym, his teams were never flashy, but just so fundamentally sound offensively, defensively.
Bench is about to clear out with subs waiting at the scores table. We're down to a minute 20 left to go in this game. Jeff West by 23, 45-22 against Holton. As the Wildcats turn it over for the 23rd time here in this contest. The most turnovers Holton's had since the first couple games of the season as well. And with the loss, they will fall to 8-6. This win will put them even at, this loss will put Holton even at 4-4 at the Big 7 League after a four-game win streak. It's still tough, drives and floats another one in. She's got 13, so three Tigers have scored in double figures tonight. This game to follow. Quick timeout just for a substitution. The third high school wants to get everyone that suited up, it looks like. Chance here in this game. Jeff West, a couple players coming in as well. With the win, Jeff West will be 10-4. That will be 8-2 in the Big 7 League. By the end of the night, Jeff West could be tied for first in the Big 7 League. I've not got the final score of the Hiawatha-Nemaha Central game yet, so we'll get that here before long. Final 40 seconds. Here's the last sheet. Sweet. Jump shot. Miss for Holton. Sick evening chased by Tierra Dodd around the perimeter. And in the lane goes Stone. And they call it for the charge. He is an aggressive player on both ends of the court.
He is.
That time maybe it caught her a bit as she does have her third personal foul. Aggressiveness, you know, I mean, something that you can't always coach, right?
No,
like players
not.
Be a little feisty.
Especially a young player like that, you know, she's sophomore. Defensively, she's solid. And offensively, she tried to get the rim with it. Late game situation, you don't see her shut down playing.
Shot put up, no good by Dodd at the buzzer, and that'll end it. Jeff West wins by 25. Final score, Lady Tigers 47, Lady Wildcats 22, as Jeff West gets the win here tonight in this drills contest. Post-game coming up, our player to bank on, checking the final stats and more when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hiawatha.
Cyber liability. In a rapidly changing technology world, Kellerman Insurance has your back, as Cindy Hauer explains.
Small business is a huge target. We do have some cyber liability products out there that help if you get tricked into sending money to someone, or if your computer is hacked into and information is stolen. And many policies out there help absorb the costs that you have associated with those things. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate, located on the southeast corner of the downtown square in Holton.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. One game down, one to go here in the Big 7 tonight as it's all Jeff West in the girls' contest. They win it 47-22 at Holton. Scoring by quarter for Holton went 2-4-7-9. Scoring by quarter for Jeff West went 11-12-10-14. So they outscored Holton in each quarter, getting double digits while holding Holton to just single digits scoring in each of the four frames here tonight. 25 points was the biggest margin, and that's the final on the scoreboard tonight, 47-22. Winter Royalty is going on here between games at Holton High School, so they have those festivities here tonight before we get to the final stats and our player to bank on. Get John Holliday's kind of just final thoughts on this game and maybe where these two teams look to go from here.
Well, a very, very dominant performance tonight by Jeff West from start to finish. They played 32 minutes of solid basketball. Yeah, made a few mistakes in the half court, but defensively they were rock solid from the get-go. And, you know, where they're going to go, they're going to, again, in the Big 7, they're going to face Hiawatha on Friday night, and they come back through it. I got to play Neem Hall again, play Smith again, and then, but they're starting to prepare themselves for that brutal, brutal 3A substate at Silver Lake.
Here's the final stats tonight. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Still taking tax appointments. They do some evenings and weekends as well. They'll work with you throughout the entire year, not just to prepare your tax return. It is NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yinks and the crew there just west of Whiting. The stats for the visitors tonight, that's Jeff West, who's now 10-4 with the victory. Tigers led by Melanie Roney had quite a night. 18 points for Melanie Roney. Kristen Bilsoff had 13 points and was 6-for-6 at the free throw line. Kinley Stones off the bench added 11 points. Rounding out the Jeff West scoring, Mallory Young had 3 points and Brooklyn Michalis had two. How about this stat? Jeff West, 14 out of 17 from the free throw line. 14 of 17 for the Lady Tigers tonight. They did have the 13 turnovers, but with the win, they're now 10-4 overall, 8-2 in the Big 7 league. For Holton, just one player made more than one shot tonight. That was Lindsay Wisdom, who led the Lady Cats with 13 points. Nobody else made more than a basket after Wisdom's 13. It was 3 points for Brooke Llewellyn, 3 points for Macy Patch, 2 points for Stacey Vaughn, and 1 point for Tierra Dodd. Free throw shooting under 50% again for Holton tonight. They hit some in the fourth quarter there. They actually made 5 of 8 in the fourth quarter, but finished just 8 of 17 for the free throw line in this game. 23 turnovers, also a big number for Holton, and for the second straight game, 0 3-point baskets for the Wildcats tonight. They are now 8-6 overall, 4-4. In the Big 7 League. Holton will go to Savannah Friday night. Jeff West will be on the road at Hiawatha. We mentioned this early on, Coach, but
probably the best player on the floor tonight. Built off, you could make some waves with her as far as, you know, she's a complete player as well. Defends, distributes, plays a complete ball game. But boy, Melanie Rooney, phenomenal. Left, right, up and down the floor, block shots, rebounds. Very impressive game tonight for the young lady from Jeff West.
Lenny Roney, our player to bank on. Again, that is sponsored by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. So the Jeff West girls victorious, a 9-0 run to close the first quarter, had them up 11-2, and they continue to add to that lead through the remainder of the night, winning it by a final of 47-22. It's going to be a little bit extended time in between games. We're probably off here till about 8 o'clock, Chance, so about 12-13 minutes here on the radio station that we will step away and then be back to get you set and get the boys contest in here this evening between Holton and Jeff West. Live video available online through the Holton channel at msdsports.net, and we'll be back in about 12-13 minutes for the boys basketball game here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM KMZN.
When you need a handyman,